Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about our good friend Jim Alampi being back on the show. Jim is the founder of Alampi & Associates, executive leadership, corporate management specialist, the author of The Great to Excellence, and it's all about the execution, the book says. He's our good friend Jim Alampi. Welcome back to the show.
Great, Jim. Good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Jim. Hey, Jim, I polled my audience recently about what were the most pressing issues, and I gave them four options: sales, how your operation is functioning, the execution of your operation, finding qualified people, having the right people, and then get access to capital. Almost one fourth. Of the respondents said finding qualified people. Now that might not sound 20 was probably 23%, something like that. That might not sound like a big number, but when you juxtapose that over the fact that we got how many million people out of work in America, that's a weird number, isn't it?
Sure is, and I bet if you added the second element that. Not only finding the right people, but keeping them,
right.
Then that number would go up even more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what do we do? What are your answers?
You got to be very creative. You've got to try things you've never done before. I mean, CEOs know that what the person they want, that A player, is someplace around them. They just don't know how to find them. So they've got to find different ways to alert those A players that there are other opportunities in the area. We had a machinist client not too long ago, couldn't get enough resumes for machinists. They bought a billboard on each side of a major city, and all it said on the billboard was hiringmachinists.com. No
wow.
company name, no phone
wow.
number. And they figured if you didn't understand that was a website, we don't want you working here anyway. So they had 1,500 resumes in
wow.
the first week. But it's creative in different ways to
mm-hmm.
go draw that A player. You know, A players aren't looking for jobs. They can get a job anytime they want.
Right.
The people who are out there looking for jobs are the C players that you don't want anyways.
So you're saying to get the best people today, you got to poach.
You've got to find them or create your own university, which obviously is expensive. It certainly has value, but it's not to be taken lightly to start training your own. Get them out of college and train your own.
I've got a friend who had a extremely successful heating and air conditioning business for 40 years. He recently sold the business. But about 15 years ago, he realized he was not going to be able to get the best by going out into the marketplace. So he got kids right out of junior college with refrigeration degrees and metalworking degrees and that sort of thing. And he got those guys and he trained them. He created his own school, like you said. He trained those guys and he continued to lead the industry in his area.
And the shame of it is we've gone into this mentality that every young person needs to go to college, which is totally
mm-hmm.
wrong. We've eliminated so many of the trade schools, and people aren't going into honorable professions.
And we've raised a generation of people who don't know how to work.
And they can't afford to pay off their college.
And when I say work, I don't mean show up and clock in. I mean actually break a sweat.
Absolutely right. It's a shame.
Yeah, and so you say we're probably going to have to poach to get the best people. We're going to have to go get somebody else's best people, which, go ahead.
And, you know, I mean, the reality is with the millennial generation, those individuals born between 1980 and 2000, you know, they've got a whole different mentality. They expect
mm-hmm.
to have, you know, 5 to 7 jobs in their lifetime. So, you know, it's not like they're going to pick one company and stay with it. they're going to leave not because they're dissatisfied. They're going to leave because I've been here 2 years. It's time to move on and try something different. So the fact is, this poaching is a whole new movement of people and potential employees that we need to play in that game. We need to realize that the person we're looking for, the best we can do is increase the value of their resume so when they ultimately leave us, they've got more value in the marketplace.
That's what I tell my employees. You know, my employees are all pretty young kids, and I'm not. I tell them, I say, you know, obviously you're not going to work for me for decades. And so I want to make sure that when you leave here, you're smarter than you were when you got here. And that you're more capable. I'm trying to take, you know, not only give you a job, but bring you along. But, you know, this poaching thing, that's a two-edged sword, isn't it? Because as you're out poaching someone else, somebody else is poaching you.
And the reality is the best you can do, as you and I both agreed, is provide an environment where people can grow and learn new skills and experience so that they're more valuable. So, yes, you're going to maybe poach from somebody else, but you know somebody's poaching from you.
So what do you, would you agree that if you're going to follow the practice instead of doing your own university, you're going to try to go out and find people who are already qualified? You got to go get somebody else's qualified people. Shouldn't the first thing you do before you start that exercise is look inward and make sure that you've done everything you can to make your people unpoachable?
Absolutely right. And, you know, that gets back to this whole A player issue. You know, A players can find another job anytime they want. So how do you do the right things? How do you make sure that your leaders, your managers, are taking care of their people? I mean, what's the number one reason employees leave companies? Their boss.
That's right. For decades. That's
for decades. My boss didn't talk to me, didn't assign me goals, didn't tell me how I was doing. So that really gets it down to, you know, we will do everything we can to protect and groom and develop our A players. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the companies that's kind of interesting, Netflix, they have sort of an interesting culture, the streaming video guys. One of the company's core values is we will never lose an A player.
Wow.
Can you imagine the pressure that puts on the leaders?
No kidding.
Never lose an A player.
Wow, that's pretty strong. And that includes this relationship that Jim was just talking about. You know, if you're wondering whether your people, look around you, look at the people you would not want to do without, and ask yourself, what would happen if I didn't have them tomorrow, if they turn in their notice tomorrow? You know, that's one of the things you always dread is when one of your best people walks in the door and says, "Hey, boss, you got a minute?" You know, you don't know what's going to happen. Hey, Jim, I need a website.
www.alampi.com.
ALAMPI.com. Quick break. 20 after. More about this with Jim Alampi after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.